Do I have to tell the truth?
You can do whatever you like.
Great. Hello, my name is Phil Collins. And I feel su-su-studio about being Conan O'Brien's friend.
Okay. Fall is here, hear the yell. Back to school, ring the bell. Brand new shoes, walking blues. Climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Hey, welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, joined by Sona and Matt, my chums, my amigos. I was in New York recently doing some taping for the pod. I was solo. I missed you guys.
Oh, we missed you too.
Yeah.
Not that much, but I missed you. Well, I do miss you.
Take
it's better.
Back.
We weren't invited, just to be clear.
Yeah.
It's expensive. Okay. There's not a lot of flights that go from LA to New York. We looked into it.
Hourly.
Think so.
Yeah, it is.
Once a month, I think. But anyway, not a lot of airlines, not a lot of service between those two major hubs. My point is that at one point, and I don't remember what it was because I don't remember things, but one of my happiest, I tend to make people laugh, but one of my happiest things ever is when I can make Adam Sachs, when I can catch him by surprise with something really insane. And I don't remember what it was. I did some bit, and it may not be repeatable on the air.
Is this on?
Yep.
Yeah. It is not repeatable on the air.
Yeah, okay. It's not repeatable on the air because I say insane things.
But I'm thinking about it now. I'm tearing up.
And I took, he started laughing. And what's great about Adam Sachs is that he's someone who's always kind of in control and he's very good natured and he's sweet. But twice, that time and another time, I've made him laugh where he can't stop laughing. And he holds his hand in front of his mouth. And I took a series of photos.
Oh, wow.
It's him.
I haven't seen these.
You haven't seen these?
No, but I have a very vivid memory of what you're talking about.
It's this.
Oh, yes. I know this look.
And then
he
can't stop. And his hand always goes to his face. And he covers his mouth as if he was beaten as a child if he laughed.
I was so out of control that in this moment that I was sitting in a chair and I leaned over and I slapped the floor really hard and I don't even know why. I could not control myself
and then I ended up in that place. Tell me after the pod what
I'm
sure it was something that cannot be repeated.
It's really funny.
I'm a terrible person, but I think you're such a good guy that sometimes if I come in with something that's completely insane and not tracking, I can get Adam. And that makes me super happy because when it does happen, it's rare. It's like spotting this, you know, there's this creature in the woods that's only been photographed once. If I can get him, it's really satisfying.
I feel like there are certain people on staff you hone in on because they don't give it up to you that
easily.
One
of your two children.
Yes, one of my two children. Also, Samantha Curry, who works on our digital team, won't give it up to you too easily.
Samantha, yeah. Love Samantha. And Samantha will just stare at me and say and nod. Shake her head no slowly.
Yeah.
And I'll say, come on. She'll be like, no.
And I see you working harder to just try to get something out of her.
Yeah. And it's funny because it's this fine line between disappointment and joy. I love the, I'm a, like a fish on a hook. Like, I've got to try and get Samantha. I'm not getting Samantha. If I really got her, it would terrify me.
You're like a comedy masochist or something.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I am. I'm drawn to the one who is no.
Yeah.
And she's really good. She's a very good straight person. She's just like, and also I'm sure she means it, but she's just like, nope. Nope. Uh-uh.
I think I laugh a lot. I just, maybe I don't lose it.
No, you laugh
it.
A lot,
I don't
but you don't lose it.
Often.
And to get you to lose it to the point where you're banging on the floor with your fist and then it becomes, I mean, I think that was the day I interviewed Martin Short and we had such a spectacular, and I love him, but I went away going, I walked away from that building across the street from Rockefeller Center that day thinking, yeah, I got him. I really got Adam today. Not thinking about Marty Short, a comedy icon who graced me with his presence. I'm like, yeah, I really got Adam. I got it. Hey, you guys, I got Adam today.
Who's Adam? And who are you?
You know, stopping vendors on the street. I got Adam. I got Adam. Would you like some of this chicken? No, I don't want your chicken. All right, well, we got to get into it. We got a lot to do. My guest today is a hilarious actor. He's a comedian, a magician, mind melder. He's lovely. He's a force. He's a force in the industry. And he's a good friend. I'm thrilled he's here. Flula Borg, welcome. You're Flula Borg.
Please.
Please. You're an international man of mystery.
Oh, the bag is out of the cat.
No, no, it's the cat is out of the bag.
Oh, that's how you say it here?
That's how we say it here.
Oh, okay.
We tell just, me, yes. You and I have done many things together.
Yes.
We went to Berlin together.
We did.
You toured with me. I'm going to say this up front.
Say it.
I love you.
I love you as well.
I delight in all things Flula Borg. He's a delightful fellow. Yeah. We can't get enough Flula. You are such a funny fellow. I don't even think you're aware you're funny. You're just representing your upbringing, your country.
Yes, just human beings, Homo sapiens, Flula Borg. How are you guys?
We're doing really well.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
It's wonderful to have you here. As always, you are dressed, and I know we're a podcast, but you can go and check out the video. You dress unlike anyone I've ever met. Always mit the fanny pack.
Yeah,
that's German for with.
Yes.
Today's is you never double up on a fanny pack. I never see the same fanny pack twice. We've discussed this before, but this one looks like it's made of molybdenum, the most powerful metal in the world.
Yes, it's part of the periodic table of elements, of course. This also, if you have something in your tooth, you have a tooth in your mouth, a tooth in your thing, you can check it in my fanny pack.
It's very nice. It's like a mirror.
Yes, on the wall. Who is the one with food in his mouth?
Oh, very nice. And so that's very useful. And of course, you always keep important items in your fanny pack.
Absolutely, yes.
What do you call it in, Austria? Where you're from?
Well, I am my originations.
Yes.
I'm German, yes.
Yes.
I'm the
I know Austria is different. I think of it as all the same.
Oh, yeah. It all looks the same to you.
Well, it does. I'm sorry. You go to one and they go like, do you want a strudel cake? And then you go to the other one, they're like, we'll have a strudel cake.
Okay. That first one was Austria. The second one was Munich. So.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But when I'm in Austria, I think I'm in Germany. And when I'm in Germany, I think I'm in Austria. And if that's offensive to people out there, I apologize. I'm American. We're an ignorant people.
Yeah.
And if you wish to disagree with me, you can swim across the Gulf of America.
Oh.
Find me and we'll straighten this shit out.
Oh, wow. Shots fired at who? No one knows.
No one knows. No one knows. There, it was a gun with blanks.
Oh, okay.
You are from Germany.
That's correct, Conan.
And what do you call the fanny pack in Germany?
I call it a fanny pack.
Oh, okay. I wish it had a fun name like a Gleibenhauber.
Oh, the Gleibenhauber is actually how you repair flat tires.
Ah,
yes.
Very nice.
But if you'd like to, you may call it a Bauchtasche.
Bauchtasche.
Yeah, which means a stomach pocket, which sounds like, what's a kangaroo have?
Yes, yes, yes. Say it again for me.
Bauchtasche.
Now say it backwards.
Es haus geht now.
Hey, nice! There's nothing he can't do.
Well, you got very German when you said, oh, nice!
Nice!
Yeah.
Bitte backwards!
That was a very Stuttgart accent, just saying.
I'm just saying. I stole mine from Dana Carvey, who probably stole his from a comedian in Stuttgart.
Yes.
You're also wearing...
You what?
I want to talk about... I don't know what to call it. Would you call it a sweatsuit? What would you guys call it?
Tracksuit?
Tracksuit.
It's like a barbed wire hatched... tracksuit?
Yeah, it's very strange looking. I mean, wonderful looking.
This looks like if I swallowed an EKG.
It's great.
But it's of Usain Bolt. Very, very systematic and low levels.
Yes, yes. Very systematic, low level. And it appears that you're in good health. You work out a lot, Flula.
Is this true?
It is true because I shook your hand in the hallway.
We did do this.
And you crushed my hand and the carbon in my body became a diamond, which I plan to sell.
You should sell
this. I'm going to sell my right hand.
May I buy it?
Would you say?
May I buy your right hand? Not for inappropriate reasons, Conan.
I might need it back if you know what I mean.
I do as well.
Yes, because of masturbation.
Yes, yes.
How do you call that in your country?
Masturbation?
Yeah.
Schnatzel.
A schnatzel? Yeah. You say I need a little time with the schnatzel?
It's time for it's schnatzel side.
Yeah, I'm going to lock the door and have some schnatzel.
Why lock the door, Karen?
Well, in case someone walks in and goes, Gott in Himmel!
That's the only thing that works for me.
Okay.
What?
So some guys like to be walked in on.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I'm just telling.
No,
I know.
Okay.
What do you mean, I know?
Why are you telling her?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe Matt wants to know
Matt,
that, too.
Do you like being walked in on?
Are you kidding?
Well, I don't know. With Kesha, you were pretty quick to walk in on her when she was in the bathroom. Bathroom on a recent podcast.
Wow.
Never walks in. We've had, all these other people on. Never walks in. Kesha's, he had an axe he took to the door.
That's true. Are you a walker or a walkie?
Exactly. Do you like to be walked in on when you're doing your, what is it called? Steibi, steibi?
Schnatzel.
Okay, schnatzel.
Yes. Steibi, steibi.
To be clear, that is what I call it.
I call steibi steibi, I thought was when you do the nipples.
When you rotate counterclockwise and clockwise around your own areolas.
Yes, depending, unless you're in Australia and you go the other
then
way.
Then it's the other way around. Yes, Southern Hemisphere, reverse it.
If you do it enough, you get Radio Free Europe.
And blisters.
Listen, you and I have a certain something which should never be released into the public.
Agreed. Bad. Are we recording this?
No, I hope not.
Wonderful.
This will be destroyed. Matt is giving me the signal that none of this is being recorded.
Not a bit.
And Eduardo is erasing as we go.
Yes. Great.
He just keeps pushing delete.
Delete, delete. Thank you, Eduardo. Thank you, Matthew.
Yes.
Matthias.
Yeah, yeah. But the TH is just a T for us.
Do you have Germanic descent at all? Are you
no, but I took 2 years of German in high school and watched a lot of World War II movies.
Oh, and I took German out for 2 years.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm trying to be clever. Is that a clever thing?
No.
I don't think so. Gosh. I'm looking to the judges. And no, it wasn't.
Well, thank you again for taking me out for 772 days.
You and I, we've traveled around. We have a good time together.
Yes.
You're a wonderful, funny performer.
Okay.
And I think you bring a fresh perspective because we are in a time in this world where people are suspicious of people from other countries.
Really? I thought everything's going great.
Okay. Well, I have you on because I want to say, look, these people from other countries, they can be quite wonderful and delightful. And that is why, I love to travel the world, but I also like to have world travelers come to me.
Come to you. It's much cheaper. You do not have to worry about time zones.
And also the food. I can't, the Wiener Schnitzel, it's too much.
You don't like it. You need your
I like Wiener Schnitzel, but it's when every meal they say, would you like our special Wiener Schnitzel? And they act like, yeah, we just had that 9 days in a row.
Well, listen, you must go 10 days every time. That's the rule. Double digit Wiener Schnitzel, then move to the pommes.
You're a delightful fellow.
As are you, Conan.
And I did seriously want to ask you about your workout regimen. In the past, you told me that you worked with this guy who just, I think, beat you with a leather cord or something. It sounded very masochistic, your workout.
Yes, this is Paolo Maschitti. He's a shame-based trainer. He's from Italy.
Shame.
Yes, we share an axis history, but neither one of us was involved.
So, okay.
Yes.
And was that your posting, looking for a trainer from the axis?
Yes. Must be either Italian or Japanese. Sorry.
And not having been involved.
Yes, that's correct. Important. Yes.
Yeah. Well, if they were involved, they'd be like 110 years old now.
Yeah, and very wonderful with the cardiovascular. They're still alive. Teach me your tips.
Do one push-up. And then they fall over.
Done.
Your workout sounded intense with this gentleman.
Well, it's very, very verbally abusive.
Mm-hmm.
And you like that because
you're very self-hating.
Yes, I need all of the negativity. I turn this into positivity. It's like when you put a battery inside of a flashlight.
It turns it on.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. If the battery's outside, what does it do?
It does nothing.
It waits to be inserted into your mag.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't. I don't know what you mean. No.
In this metaphor, Paolo is the battery and I am a large metal stiff flashlight.
He energizes you. He fills you with light.
Like that rabbit, yes.
Yes. And, good God. I don't know what to do. Yes. But you, as a result, I've seen you without your shirt on. We won't talk about that. Footage of it from our travel show to Germany.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And the ladies, their eyes fell out of their heads, and some of the fellas. You look like you've been chiseled by Michelangelo.
Oh, wow. Which turtle is that?
No, not the turtle, the great sculptor.
Oh, he's with a stick.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Okay. Oh, he had the small knives.
No. Michelangelo.
What's with the pizza?
Okay. Just let it drop.
Okay.
What I was trying to say is that very impressive, and this is an obsession of yours. Do you think that's very Germanic to want to have a powerful body?
A Teutonic trait?
Yes.
I need structure in my life, Conan. Life is chaos. What's happening, nobody knows. You eat, you pee, you poo, you sleep. Sometimes I need an added activity. That activity is lifting things up and down.
In rapid succession.
Well, sometimes. Sometimes slow succession is also well. Other thing that's good is Succession, the TV show.
Okay, all right. Let's not... You're always here to plug a show that you weren't on that no longer exists.
Yes.
Last time you talked incessantly about I Dream of Jeannie, no one's watched that show for 50 years.
Really? Blink. Yeah.
Okay, no, okay, pretending to blink on a podcast is a waste of everyone's time.
Oh, so no one could
no
hear
one,
that?
No one could hear it.
Oh,
have you seen Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah, okay, again, you're plugging something that no one watches anymore.
Okay.
You know, you do a wonderful service, Flula, if I may call you Flula.
No, please do it. It's my name.
Flula, you make what you call a flalander.
Yes, I do.
It's a calendar, but it's a Flula calendar, and then you send it to all of us, and they're always delightfully fun.
Oh, thank you.
Because each month is you having a bit of a prank, some fun with the visual, and for 2025, your flalander was photos of you spoofing various movie covers and changing the title. Home Alone, you changed to...
Go ahead.
Unsupervised Juvenile.
That's correct, yes.
Speed changed to Rapid.
Rapid, yes.
Austin Powers changed to Munich Strengths.
Munich Strengths, yes.
And Scarface to Blemish.
Yes, of course.
And you make these calendars, and they're very funny, and the visuals are very funny, and you send them to all your friends, and they help get me through the year because I can be a depressive, and sometimes I'm feeling a little down.
Oh,
and then I go and I look at your calendar, and I'm still down.
Yeah, I was going to say, it does not change your mood, probably.
No, not at all.
It tells you what day it is.
Yes, I know what day I'm depressed.
Well, yeah, which day is depression? This one. Thanks, May 2nd. My favorite, I will tell you, is Beetlejuice was termite gravy. So stupid.
You've had some success recently in film. You have.
Oh, geologically speaking, yes.
What's that?
Geologically, it's been recent, yes.
No, please. I want to say, and last summer, you were in the Amazon movie My Spy, The Eternal City. Your co-star was David Bautista. You played a serious villain.
Yes.
You love a villain.
Oh, I like to be a bad boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it must be fun because I know that, that was me taking off my sunglasses.
Oh.
I know that you you're very locked in. And so when you get to be naughty on the screen, do you know what I mean? That must be a release for you.
Well, when you are in line at the Chipotle waiting to order your bowl of burrito, you must be nice and friendly and courteous.
Yes, yes.
But when you are told, be rude to David Bautista, try to give him a woogie, then you do not have to be nice. And that's fine.
Sorry, woogie is, you're trying to say wedgie.
I don't know. It's when you grab the underwears or perhaps the bikini bottoms of a man or woman and go up.
Yes. And then, of course, the fabric goes up into the...
Ideally up into the anus.
Into the fissure. Well, don't say anus. That's not cool.
What did you call it? The fissure?
The fissure. The crack. Yeah.
The fissure.
There's no reason to get to the anus. You can just say into the fissure.
Into the fissure?
Yeah.
Like Fisher Price, like the toys. KB Toys.
No. F-I-S-S-U-R-E. Yeah,
well,
fissure.
If you say so.
Okay. I do say so.
Oh, okay.
You're an American now, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Our rules, and we know our wedgies better than anybody.
That's true.
Is this true?
Yeah.
We invented them. The wedgie was invented in America in 1915.
Oh, Degrassi Junior High. It was
that's Canadian.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Canada.
You're so screwed up.
Are you speaking to them again? We don't know. What's happening?
We're working it all out.
Okay.
Yes, our leader is taking care of it.
Oh, great.
And we trust him. You...
Yes? Just say it, Conan.
I don't think you have a purpose.
I agree.
Podcast.
Oh my God.
I think you are without rudder. I think you are drifting. And you say, what's your next question? This is you are a tornado of foolishness.
Listen.
Of absurdity. What do you mean? What's the next question?
You could have stopped it at, you don't have a purpose. And I would have agreed with you heavily. Oh, what kind of juice? Oh,
what is this? It looks like blood.
This I'm drinking right now.
Erewhon.
I
know from the color.
We were sent I did an event recently.
The Oscars, you might have heard of it.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not bragging about that. Okay. It was this, I did an event for the show Severance, which is my favorite TV show right now. I love Severance. And they asked me to host a panel. And then Apple, that's the show is on Apple. And Apple sent a little basket of apples and some juices.
Oh, how literal.
And I went.
I know.
Of course, I was ripping through the bag looking for a computer or a watch or something. Apples and juices, but they're very good.
Delicious.
And trust me, I do not need any free items.
What, you have enough free items?
No, I don't.
Oh, we can take them.
What about
us? Take
you
can
just,
they can give them to you, and then give them to other
Eduardo
people.
Has made it clear that he doesn't want anything for free, and he doesn't want any of you to get anything for free, and I admire that about you, Eduardo. Oh.
Not true.
You don't want an order of AirPods Pro?
No, he said no, nothing.
We all do.
I was gifted recently a vintage 1958 Porsche, completely restored, and Eduardo made me give it back. He said, it's not a good look for the company. I said, well, do you want it? And he said, not only do I not want it, no one should have it.
Well, who gave it to you? The United Arab Emirates?
Yes. the Emirates.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've done some favors for the Emirates.
I have seen it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I've done.
Why are you still on MySpace?
it worked out for me. Let's just put it
I
that
agree.
Way.
Yes, yes.
Now, let's
put
get
me
back.
In your top six, just so you know, for future reference.
Let's get back to you because you're the one that people care about. Tell me about the child Flula. How did you become this improbable, ridiculous man? What were your interests? What did you love to do? Did you run through the fields? Did you have friends? Tell me about yourself.
Yes and no. So I did enjoy the fields of running. I had very little friends and very little siblings. By that, I mean zero. I didn't kill or eat them. They simply didn't come out of my mother's hole.
And Fisher.
Sorry.
So Fisher.
Fisher.
Thank you. Thank you, Matthias.
Out of her Fisher.
Thank you.
Matthias.
So there was only, actually,
my apologies.
Zero things came from her Fisher?
Well, no, you came.
Well, I was a
and
Caesar
then you
salad,
waited
so I
very,
came out.
You came out.
I came out as a salad.
So you were the entree. No, you were the appetizer.
I was all three of those. I was like In-N-Out. There's what you get to get a burger. Bye-bye, you know.
Okay. So this was your crazy, horrific way of saying no siblings. You were an only child.
Yes.
So you were born and they said, there'll be no more of this.
Well, something in German and I couldn't intelligible it because I was very young.
You're very young.
Yeah.
When you're a baby in Germany, do you cry angrily? Do you go, wah, wah?
Oh,
yes,
my
yes.
God.
Yes.
Well, I'm just curious. Wah, wah.
Yeah, it starts that way.
Wah.
Yeah, we have to adjust. It's like a modulation. Sometimes it's screaming. You have to get to a whispers.
Gaga, goo, goo.
Yeah, yeah. And it isn't the other direction. You're correct. You guys, I believe, goo, goo, gaga.
Yes.
We gaga, goo, goo.
Very good. And people say cultures can't come together.
They
can't understand each other, but they can.
They can, sexually.
Okay.
Not just cut that, Eduardo.
So,
yes.
No, no, no. We're not. Eduardo stopped listening a long time ago.
Oh, he's left the room.
What did you do for fun? What did young Flula do for fun? We understand that you ran through the fields and that you were alone. We know why.
Yes.
But what were you doing for fun? Did you like music? What did you watch on television? What influenced young Flula?
Well, to say this implies there has been an evolution. Things have not changed since I was young Flula. I listened to CNC Music Factory, things that make you go, Do you know that song?
Sure.
I was at the club, sitting by the fireplace, drinking cocoa on the bearskin rug.
That's CNC Music Factory?
This would be, yes, colon civilis, or CNC.
Okay.
Gonna make and you sweat they till you bleed.
Is yes, it opened up. Indeed. I paid the price to control the dice. I'm more precise. To the point, I'm nice. Yes.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is fantastic.
What?
And you, Matthias.
Well,
I lived a life. I'm a grown man. I've lived a life.
You have lived a life. Yeah. A deep life. Did you grow up also in Erlangen, Germany?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ach so.
Ich heiße auf Stuttgart.
Oh, my.
Du kommst aus Stuttgart?
Ja. Ja.
Ist doch schön.
Das ist der schönes Wetter heute, nicht wahr?
Also ein bisschen warm, würde ich sagen, aber es ist nicht schlecht.
I feel like I'm an Inglorious Bastards and I'm just trying to hope no one notices me.
Und,
that I'm,
und
that I'm an American.
I'll have
oh, zwei,
drei.
Yeah, if you use, if you use the it's, thumb, is, that's what got him in trouble.
That's how you do it, Jess. And this is also, I have nailed a tray, Jason Tatum, your favorite player, yes?
Yes.
From Dublin.
From the Celtics, yes. Mm-hmm. He is an Irishman, a good Irishman.
Yeah.
Mr. Tatum.
Yeah.
Originally Mr. Tater.
I gotta go.
Listen, we're going to talk about you some more. So you would hang out in the clubs. You like CNC
it.
Music Factory.
Yes,
and you
course.
Still do to this day.
Of course.
Did you like the song, It's Raining Men? Hallelujah,
Hallelujah it's Raining Men. I mean, it's an acceptable song.
You know, I always listened to that song and thought, men are falling to their deaths.
Right.
And, yes. You know what I mean?
They
all die and they land on the happy women who are excited that men are falling. Shattered vertebrae.
It's all a very Thelma Louise song because at the end, they will be also crushed by the weight of these men, assuming these men are of normal height, weight, and mass.
Yes, yes. And they've reached a critical speed.
Mm-hmm. Terminal velocity, literally.
Terminal
time.
Velocity, yeah. Yes, literally terminal.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is, you know, it's funny.
What
if
is?
You listen to this, not this,
oh.
But if you listen slowly, you'll occasionally hear something intelligent.
Yeah.
It's like every now and then it's this stew that's just got nothing, but every now and then there's just a little piece of beef.
In the song, It's Raining Men, Hallelujah?
No, in this conversation we're having.
So I should listen to the song slowly.
If you, no.
Using those big Bose headphones.
No one's ever analyzed that song, ever.
Well, when it first came out, I said, this is terrible. Uh-huh. And it scared me. It's raining men. And I pictured men falling from the sky.
Oh, yes.
And falling on top of those women and killing them. Because let's say the average man weighs, I don't know, 185, 195 pounds.
It's a lot of pounds.
It's a lot of pounds.
I once thought about the song, I'm your penis, I'm your fire, your desire. Oh, which is also very disturbing.
It's not
I'm
your
Venus.
It's your Venus. It's not. It's
in
not
Germany,
penis.
It's penis.
Oh.
It's your Venus here?
Yeah.
Why would a girl be singing, I'm your penis?
How do you know it's a girl? I didn't see the video.
Oh.
Can I tell you something that I was
Could
always...
be Todd Thompson. What?
This is a real misunderstanding I have. Oh, God.
What's wrong, Conan?
I'll be fine. It's
do you need
fine.
An Excedrin? Is that a sponsor?
You know that song, Hey There, Amigo, Days When the Rain, you know.
Oh, Brown Eyed Girl.
Brown Eyed Girl.
Oh, yes.
Van Morrison.
By Van Morrison.
Yes.
I honestly thought there's a line in it. No, there's a line where he says, going down in the old mine for a transistor radio, with a transistor radio, meaning he goes down into one of the mines and listens to a transistor radio. I swear to God, for years I thought he was saying, going down on an old man for a transistor radio. And I thought, how bad do you want? That better be a great radio.
Yes, that's a fair exchange, depending on the radio.
Well, I mean, this has to be AM, FM, at least.
At least have both.
Yeah, and it has to have good speaker system.
And yes, and the man's ding dong is hopefully small.
Why?
What are we talking about?
Once you're there, does it really matter? Does it really matter what size the ding dong is?
Also, if you're down in a mine, you can't get reception on a transistor radio.
Well, oh, that's a good point.
This is a
bum
deal. The
bigger point
for this
is, why did I think that a guy was blowing an old man so he could borrow his transistor
that's the
radio?
Most surprising
and
part
he's
of this
receiving the fellatio in a mine?
No, I think it's either man or mine, so it can't be both. Oh. He didn't go down into a mine to blow a guy, he blew a guy to get a radio.
Oh.
Okay. Can I say something?
Location is independent.
This can't air.
Maybe
this won't
he
air.
Went down on a mime.
Oh, a mime?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He went down on a mime, and the mime's just making faces.
And just pointing down.
Oh, and the mime is walking against the wind in
against
place while he's being
wind.
Blown.
Yes, yes.
And then he's in a box.
Uh-huh.
But then he comes and he orgasms and he opens the top
he's
of the box.
He's living in a cardboard box.
Yeah. I hate you.
You still hitting delete over there?
I'm not a fan of yours anymore.
Agreed, Conan. I have
you know,
never
and I'll
been
tell
a fan
you why I'm
you.
Not a fan.
Please tell me the reasons.
This was a great podcast. This was my chance to have someone from another nation come on from across the sea and have a cultural exchange. And it's become, and I blame you,
of
because
course.
On any ordinary day, this is a very, very, I think,
regal.
Regal podcast.
Yes.
Thank you. That was the word I was searching for.
Of course.
Regal.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Oh, it is? Okay.
One of your dreams, I know, is to be in a James Bond movie as a villain, or do you think you could be James Bond? And this, Matthias, coincides with his. He loves James Bond movies. And I've been thinking about it. You're in great shape.
Thank you.
You're good looking. You're the correct age.
What?
Why can't James Bond be German?
Can he be?
Can he be German?
You're putting this on me?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, do you want to be James Bond or do you want to be a villain? You'd be a good henchman, too.
I like any of those. I like henches. Yeah. I would do any of those things.
I think you'd be an amazing
I think it's
going
to be a problem to say His Majesty's Secret Service.
His Majesty's Secret Service.
Yeah,
hello
but,
to you.
But listen to you.
It's me, 007. Watch out.
You know what? This audition's going very well.
Yes.
Please come in, 007. We have an assignment for you.
Thank you for inviting me in, Penny Money.
Okay. We know that you are, of course, a proud son of England and that you would do anything for the Queen.
I will do all of the things for the Queen and also, to be clear, to the Queen.
Okay. Okay. Listen.
Bond, do come along.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, I mean, it's a little bit of a problem that he's from Germany.
Let's try him out as a villain.
Okay.
So you're Bond.
Okay.
You guys are having your big like monologuing moment.
Okay. So I have stumbled. You captured me.
Yeah, you're captured.
You're holding me captive in your volcano. It's a volcano that you carved out. And you're showing me how you're going to destroy the world.
Hello.
Oh, Dr. Frula.
Yes.
Dr. Frula, I presume.
Yes. Hello to you, James. And welcome to my coffee. Is that your James Bond?
I don't know. I've got it.
I was Connery.
I was
trying to do a sort of a, I'm trying to figure out what my Bond is. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Let me get it.
I think he's.
Hold on.
Roger Moore?
Your face is like this. He talks like he's not very intimidating.
What is this?
Your Bond is collecting butterflies.
No, your Bond, just to match who you are, he's like this. He talks like this.
No, that's not my Bond. Don't tell me who my Bond is.
Kind of Bond like this.
He's not that Bond.
Or you're like, I'm Roger Moore.
Oh. Well, is that Roger? That's Roger Moore towards the end.
No, when he was awesome. End of his life.
Hello, I'm James Bond.
Hello, I'm James Bond. We'll try it this way.
Okay.
Dr. Flula, you seem to have captured me in your volcano. What is your plan?
Yes, Timothy Dalton. Thank you for coming to my volcano that I have emptied out using a tiny shovel for 200 years.
I did notice there are no henchmen. Usually people have henchmen, but I suppose you...
Sorry, but you're like a prospect.
It's so bad.
Yes, I like it. Hold on a second.
Mine's better than yours.
I'm just wondering.
Yes, James.
Is there gold in this here hill?
There may be, James.
Now, let me ask you something. Just a little bit of a question for you, Mr. Dr. Flula, if you will. What are your intentions? How do you plan to take over the world?
It's very simple, really, Timothy. I plan to just take all of the television shows, turn them into one big show, and then just blare it out into the spry consist.
You fiend.
Yes.
This will destroy the world as we know it.
It's called Max. Okay. Which is the same place Conan Must Go is airing. Season 2, streaming now.
Nicely done.
Yes.
I think that audition went quite well.
You're hired. You both hired.
Great.
Amazon and called, listen, and they've got their new Bond and their new villain.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. My Bond is fascinating because you never know what you're going to get next.
Yeah.
You can't hone in on, is he Australian?
Yes. Yosemite Sam.
Is he Yosemite Sam? Is his jaw broken?
Right.
You don't know exactly what's going on with my Bond.
Yes. Shapeshifter.
James Bond.
Yes. You're like, Rogue, Cyclops? What's the one lady from X-Men who could be anything but when she was relaxed looked like a seahorse?
Oh, Mystique.
Yes, you're like Mystique.
Okay, all right. Like, God, you are so well-versed in your movies and your pop culture, and you love a video game, don't you?
Oh, I do love a video game.
You like Grand Theft Auto?
I like GTA, a medium amount to large amount, depending on the amount.
Do you call it Grand Theft Auto?
I go Grand Thievery Automobile. I think you should say things full names.
Do they have a German edition of Grand Theft Auto where you're on the Autobahn?
You're not, because it's too fast. We have a GTA Düsseldorf, which involves not exceeding 35 kilometers per hour.
And everything is kept very clean?
Of course.
And no one breaks any rules?
You are immediately arrested.
Game over.
So you're saying GTA Düsseldorf, it doesn't go very far, right?
You're questioned
very quickly.
That's correct. If you break the laws in GTA Düsseldorf, 2 weeks later, you will receive a fine in the mail directly from the PlayStation that you played on.
Oh, wow. That's terrible.
Sorry, but how's your drink?
It's very good. Please, let's not make it about me. Let's make it about you.
Okay.
I am curious, what's your favorite of the video games?
Of all the video games in the world?
Yeah.
I enjoyed to play Zaxxon.
Oh, Zaxxon.
Which is a very old school game with two X's, involves a fake 3D and a spaceship that goes up and down.
What happens on Zaxxon? I don't
it's
remember
like
that
a,
one.
You're kind of like Space Invaders style, right? Where
you're
shooting
talking,
up.
This is 1980s right? technology.
I've told you I have not evolved since I have been Y Flula, which is short for young
Flula. So in 1985, someone hit you with a brick and you have not evolved since then.
I do not know about the brick. Something definitely hit my cranium.
Okay.
Conan, what's your favorite video game? Tell me immediately.
Yeah. Okay, I will tell you my favorite video game. I have to say it's those World War II, war games.
Oh, like
Call of
Duty. Wolfenstein.
Call of Duty. I like those. I like anything where, or I like the World War I Call of Duty. That might be my favorite because there's a lot of biplanes and zeppelins flying around. I just like something that has a little bit of a historic connotation.
Oh. I'm shocked you answered that question.
Also, I like Slenderman. I know that's a really old reference. But I think it was based on me, and I think I'm the original concept behind
Slenderman. That's a video game?
No. I thought it was a film.
I thought it was just an urban legend that then became a film.
I think it was a video game. There? Wasn't there a video game, Slenderman?
And you're saying Slenderman?
Yeah, why are you saying it's Slenderman?
Are there several Slender?
Of the Connecticut Slendermans?
Yeah. He's the one that got me into the club, the Slendermans.
It's the computer game, according to this.
Oh, okay. Well, forget I said
it. There
it
goes. You got it.
That was wonderful.
It was a computer game.
Yes.
Listen.
Slenderman.
I want to stay focused.
Okay.
You like to play Zaxxon. You listen to CNC Music Factory. You think that Reagan is just beginning his second term.
It's just now started, yes. It's 1985.
Right. There's some signs that maybe he's slipping a little bit, but everyone's going, what are you talking about?
It's like, listen, tear down that wall.
Yeah.
Oh. That's all he says.
Were you okay with that when he said,
Mr. Gorbachev? Well, I would prefer to remove it gently, brick by brick.
Yeah, I think that's better.
Just for safety reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
The energy I supported, to be clear. Did you not support this?
Oh, no, I did. I was very happy. I thought Germany should be united, East and West. And so, and
like
then,
the Koreas. Great.
Well, I would like it if they would resolve the Korean issue as well.
Great. Enough global talk.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, it's getting a little serious here, but if you're going to ask me questions that are serious, I'll answer them. Yes, I do wish that the division between North and South Korea ended and it was one country.
What about the Carolinas?
I think no.
That's impossible, correct?
That's impossible. Okay. The division between North and South Carolina.
If anything, there's going to be a third Carolina.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tar Heels, Gamecocks, and someone else.
And don't get me started on the Virginias. Virginias, yeah.
West. Proper.
Yeah. Hey, don't say that. West is the only Virginia as far as I'm concerned.
I disagree, friend.
Snap. Really? Yeah. Snap what?
Shots fired.
You got the power.
Yeah. You
don't know Snap?
That's the sound of a fire shot, yes.
You were a fan of coin collecting. I'm going to switch topics quickly.
Yes.
Because that's what you have to do with Flula to keep it going.
Yes, Buffalo Head nickels.
Now, when did this
wheat
begin?
Wheat pennies.
What?
Wheat pennies.
Oh, pennies that have the little shafts of wheat on them.
Shafts?
Huh? Sprigs?
Wheat? Oh. Yes.
Why do you derail everything I say? There are pennies that have little pieces of wheat on them. I just said shafts of wheat, and you derailed the whole thing.
Well, sorry, but a shaft to me is a very different item than a piece of wheat. But yes, wheat pennies.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'm the one in the wrong here.
I've never heard shaft of penny, but either. I think we all think of dicks when you say shaft,
I was
right?
thinking of a penis. Yes, a ding-dong.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's a ding-dong. Sorry. It's you said shaft. And so we all didn't know you were talking about wheat. We thought you were talking about.
Hey, Conan.
Someone says they're going to. There needs the elevator's not available today because we're working on the shaft. You immediately think
penis.
Wait, but this.
That's what you mean. You have to work on the penis to fix the elevator.
I'm gonna try hard to make this better. You collect these coins.
Yes.
What else do you, besides the buffalo head and the wheat pennies? What else do you collect? What's your most valuable coin that you have in your collection? Flula, answer quickly.
I have none of value, but I did once have a bicentennial quarter, which was made in 1976 to celebrate your bicentennial, which is 200 years of being America.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. It was quite a long time ago now, of course, but I would think that would be a very common... It wasn't that long ago.
No, you know, it's worth 26 cents. Conan, are you a collector of items?
I really am not. Oh. You could say I have a guitar collection.
Oh, but I shouldn't?
Well, you'll be punished if you do.
Oh.
I have a lot of guitars. I didn't seek them out. I sought a few of them out, but mostly over the years of musical people coming on my show and seeing at rehearsal that I played guitar or was trying to get better at guitar, they would gift me a guitar. And over the years, I've amassed a bunch. And at some point, some of them are quite strange, and I want to share them with the world at some point and tell the story behind some of them. Some of them are incredible, and then some of them are quite absurd and ridiculous. A guitar I got, I believe, maybe from Sweden, which is made with a bathroom scale. Is the base of the guitar, and then there's a neck coming out of it, and it's a functioning bathroom scale.
Nasty.
Some of them are look like my face. I don't see the value of that. But
it's a delicious face.
But also some really good, great guitars.
I smell a new podcast, Conag.
Conan O'Brien needs a guitar.
Yes.
Oh, it's not a guitar where I'm nagged and hectored by...
No.
Okay.
No, it'd be very supportive where every time you receive a new diddly-doot.
Guitar.
Yes.
It's not called the diddly-doot.
Well, it's shorter to say diddly doot.
I don't think so. I think guitar is faster.
Everyone knows what I'm saying when I say diddly doot.
Yeah, I don't think
it's not a clarinet.
Okay.
It's not a tuba.
Okay.
It's a guitar.
What do you guys call a tuba?
Na tuba.
Ni tuba?
No, na tuba.
Okay.
Was denn so eine, what do you call a tuba?
We call it a tuben.
A tuben?
Yeah.
Oh.
listen, you are, I don't know, I can't get a bead on you. It's like trying to push down on a moist seed. It
but
just
you're putting it
away.
All on him. I think you're bringing a little of this in.
Because,
you are.
No, you're
no, no. Excuse
it.
Me. I am not.
You said shaft of wheat.
You did
knew
say
where that.
That
went. Yeah.
No, I didn't. You think everything I say, if I said like, oh, look, there's a red balloon. You're like, oh, here he goes with his dicks again. Oh. I mean, not everything is a penis.
I thought that meant diaphragm, but yes, it's fine.
I'm going to ask you something. You keep a diary, I'm told.
So
I'm
how
going
do you know
somewhere
about,
with this.
How do you know about this?
Because I borrowed it last night while you were sleeping.
Oh, so that was your entry?
Yes, that was my entry.
Why, what's came your in the, obsession with termites?
I came into your apartment, and no, you keep a diary. You're a loyal keeper of a diary, but you don't call it a diary. Nee. You call it a...
Also ich, Dankbarheitsjournal.
What's that?
A Dankbarheitsjournal.
I thought it was a Tagebuch.
Also, ein Tagebuch is a daybook. Yes, you can call it a diary.
Well, why did you call it something else? I did research here. I had people watching you for a while.
Thank
sure
you.
You're familiar with that.
I know. I left my door unlocked.
You keep a diary, or as you call it, a Tagebuch.
Ein Tagebuch.
Why do you keep a diary? Are you journaling in this diary? What are you writing in your diary?
Every day there are three things that are wrong and three things that are right, and I have to write about those things, and then I do it. Then I fix the things that are wrong, or perhaps leave them be and cry about them and move on.
Okay.
Do you not have a Tagebuch, Conan?
I don't write down the things that are right and the things that are wrong. I don't understand that part. I mean, really? I have to-do lists. Like, oh, I should do this, I should do that. Sometimes I write down my feelings.
Wrong.
Another podcast with, you know, Matt and Sona. Boy, they really get in the way and they stop me from being my true self.
But that's correct. Yes, yes. They are holding you down.
Yeah. Oh. Think of the heights I could scale if it weren't for these monsters.
Some things in my Tagebuch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Eduardo, what's he up to over there?
Nobody knows.
Fiddling with his dials.
What are those for?
A chef.
Chef. Yeah. See, there you go again.
You know, Eduardo, you're better than that. Everyone looks up to you on this podcast, and now you've done it. Your favorite superhero?
Yes.
Is Spider-Man.
How did you know this?
Because I looked in your diary, and it says, Flula loves Spider-Man.
Yes.
Or Flula Spider-Man, or Mrs. Flula Spider-Man. You just dream about Spider-Man all day long. Why do you like Spider-Man the best of all the heroes?
I like that he has limitless webs, because if he's super hungry, he can also just go...
You can eat the webs?
If you're a spider, absolutely.
I guess it's fiber. I never thought of that. Maybe the webs are like a hardened cheese.
Of course. It's like a brie. It's a Munster.
A Munster. Mm-hmm. Is that the right way to say it?
So I say Munster, yes. What do you say?
Now I say Munster.
Oh, thank
I say
you.
Munster. If I see the umlaut...
Yeah, or a UE is also like an umlaut.
You guys, you have a great language. You have an umlaut, and I love the umlaut, and I wish we had an umlaut in this country. I'd like to, I bet you carry an umlaut with you wherever you go.
Two periods, yes.
And but it changes Munster to Munster.
Munster.
It's fantastic. Do you like an umlaut?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
I love an umlaut.
Yeah. My favorite's the Denver umlaut. You know what? Let me tell you something.
Oh, come on.
I'll tell you why I'm funny, and then I'll tell you how I'm funny. Adam doesn't even know what's happening.
We're bringing you down?
Adam,
you just said Denver umlaut. You owe everybody an apology.
Yeah. You know what's so funny? Adam is always usually very supportive. He's supportive 98% of the time. Today, whenever I speak, he looks like he's having gas pain under his sternum.
Oh, I assumed he's deathly ill.
Yeah. And you're not the problem, apparently. Apparently,
oh, no, I am the problem.
You think so?
Yes.
I think you allow my stupidity. It's your fault.
I welcome it and love it and hug it and spoon it.
All right, then.
It's my favorite thing, Karen.
I don't want to get too personal, but how's your love life?
Listen, I'm dating currently a techno whole note.
That's right.
Oh, what?
It's four beats of delicious techno at 102 BPM. Consistent, reliable. I can pause it, mute it, turn it up. It's delicious.
So can I hear what it sounds like for a second? That is what you're dating.
Yes.
Okay. Does it have a name?
Mm.
Okay. Fool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always wanted...
say it.
I've always wanted you to be in a relationship. Yeah, I know you. You're a good-looking Germanic fellow. You're in the clubs.
In the clubs, yes.
You've got 50 this cent. Incredible, abs.
Oh.
You're probably dating a different BPM every night.
Oh, yes. I will switch it up quickly. But, thanks, Spotify.
But don't you
want to date him?
Very much.
Okay, say I it, figured. Very much. You're just going on and on about him. It just sounds like...
He's a dreamboat.
Are you in an open relationship, Conan?
My wife would like me to be.
Oh, she's insisting.
My wife has suggested several times, actually several times a week, that maybe I'd like to explore other possibilities.
Conan, let's go visit a proverbial coffee bean and tea leaf together.
Oh, I would do that anytime.
Oh, I mean proverbial, though.
Oh, yes. So you're talking about something else.
Yes.
Oh.
You know. Your tea bean, my leaf.
I don't know what to do with you.
Same. Listen.
You know what's funny? They give me pages of what they think I'm going to talk to Flula about.
Yes.
But none of it. What good is this? That you can't have notes when you talk to Flula Borg.
Don't do it.
No, don't do it.
Don't do it, Conan.
And drugs in the 70s and 80s, just don't do
it. Yes, put that frying pan away and also that egg that you cracked on it.
That's your mind on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows what we're talking about.
They don't know it.
No, it's been too long.
It has been too long.
You, do you like your life? You a happy fellow?
I'm a happy man. Are you a happy man, Conan? I'm concerned.
God, he's so good at turning it back on me all the time. Yes, I'm a very happy person. Oh, you're reflecting back on me with your shiny... gluten pouch.
My gluten pouch. Meine Bauchtasche, yeah.
I am a happy man.
Okay.
I believe I am.
You've had some recent, very exciting newses. I don't know when this is airing. They were recent to me.
This won't air. You'll never hear this.
Oh, great.
I will bury this. This will be put into deep into a salt mine in Utah.
But you recently... Oh, where? Provo?
Don't you ever look at me and say Provo.
I'm so sorry. I cannot
have
that.
One thing I will not have is someone yelling Provo at me in a German accent.
It's your safe word.
Yes, I've had a good year. I've had a good run.
You wrote one, Marcus Twain. You won an award made.
Mark Twain. He's a famous American
anarchist?
Humorist.
Oh
no, he is not an anarchist.
Oh,
he was a American humorist, and it's a very nice thing that happened. I was honored by my fellow members of the comedian community.
Oh, wonderful. The CC. So it's not a man that invented twine like Alfred Nobel invented dynamite?
No. And using your logic, Alfred Nobel would have invented Nobel. So you're an idiot.
Which is a book that is much shorter. It's half of a novel.
Okay. Why speak to you, I guess, is the question. Or why even continue? Yes, you brought up, I've had some good fortune lately, but no one wants to hear about me.
They want
to hear, because they want to hear about Flula Borg, a man who grew up in, where is it called?
Erlangen. I like your guess. What was your guess?
Grebenheiden?
Grebenheiden, yeah.
You grew up in a small village.
Grebenheiden.
Where not only are the shoes wooden, but all the clothes are wooden.
And all the Heidens are Greben.
Yeah. Greben and Schluden. And you decided one day you would leave your father's cuckoo clock factory.
I said, bye-bye to you, birds rotating in a circle.
And you said, I will come to America and find my future.
Those are my exact words.
Yes. And then you said, I hope I have enough. And you lurched into your pockets.
And I, yeah.
And you had some rare coins, some wheat coins.
Some wheat kind of full of shafts.
Yes. Reach down into that deep pocket of yours.
Yes, it's so deep.
Shafts of wheat. And then you also, there was probably a hazelnut in there, a little treat
it.
For the...
Of course.
And then you took a boat, I believe, to come to this country.
I did. There were several planes available, but I selected a boat.
A boat, yes. A boat.
And then I accidentally won a hype man contest, and then that was my decision to come here and do a professional thing called whatever this is.
Yeah. You, I would imagine, be a great hype man. Don't you think you'd be the best hype man?
I think so, yeah. Well,
can I hear some of your hype man that you do in the clubs?
Hey, everyone, it's me, Flula Borg. Welcome to your concert. If you're excited, raise one or both of your hands if you have two. If you only have one, then raise one. If you have no hands, oops.
You shouldn't have worked in that factory.
Yes.
You know, you were my hype man because
That's correct.
A tour a couple of years ago,
yeah.
A bunch of very funny comedians. And
Yes.
No, you were hilarious, but you would also be a bit of a hype man for me.
Yes, I was very supportive of your journey as a stand-up comic comedian man.
Mm-hmm. And also you would do the crowd work. You would go into the crowd with a microphone so that people could ask me questions.
I did.
And my favorite thing is whenever you tripped or had trouble making your way through the crowd, you go, Scheiße, which is a shit, but it always cracked me up.
Accurate. And happened all the time.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm very uncoordinated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That means you have no accordion.
Yes, exactly. Accordion free since 83.
Okay, I don't know. This is either a very good episode.
No, it's the worst episode. I now play trombone, Conan.
Trombone.
I've released a children's album.
You have?
Yeah, it's called, you know.
No, I don't know. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, well, it's Slippery When Peeled.
Okay, you should be detained by authorities.
I look forward
to
it.
When was the last time someone looked at your papers and decided whether you should stay or not? Because that's a real thing that's happening now. And I think we should look at your papers.
Well, thank God I have just a passport, which is just a book. So the papers I don't bring out with me anymore. Also, I'm going to make a stand-up comedy special, Conan.
Oh, when's that coming out?
I don't know.
You're very good at plugging things, aren't you?
Yes.
When's your special coming out? I don't
know. In the future, Conan. I will tell you all about it.
Okay, well, you'll be back.
Oh, okay, great. Does that red light we can stop mean?
No, that means we've reached the one-third point.
We still have 2/3 of that. So yeah. We've two sections equal in size to the last section.
Yes.
It's like a hockey game.
Yes, exactly. Now we have to do, if that was 40 minutes, we have to now do
80 minutes
of inventing German words like Aufenkleider.
Yeah, so Aufenkleider is a very interesting thing. It's what you use to hang certain sized jeans.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you told me that I take stabs at German words and that occasionally it's a real word or almost a real word.
Yeah, Augenglieder is what kind of what you said, which is like an eye smoothie.
Yeah. Smoothie made of eyes?
I don't know. You said it.
Okay. Fula, what's next for you? What are you working on now? Because I know you have a fan base. People want to see what you're doing. What's coming up for Fula Borg? Are you going to be in a movie, a television show? Are you doing a show anywhere? How can I get the word out about Fula Borg?
Thank you for this very long question, which included several guesses. Conan, I will be in a movie called Champagne Problems on Netflix. It is a Christmas rom-com.
Hey, that's great. Champagne Problems. Who are you in that with?
I'm also in it with Minka Kelly.
Oh, I love Minka Kelly.
Yes, and others.
Ooh, you're going to get an angry message from and others.
From who? We don't know.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. You enjoy the acting.
I enjoy to act very much, Conan. It's a nice way to escape into something and say bye-bye and then come out and say hello. Yeah. Have you seen Shawshank Redemption?
Yes, I have.
It's a wonderful film.
Now you're promoting Shawshank Redemption.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I have. Many times.
Tijuana Neho.
Yes, yes, in Mexico.
I support Morgan Freeman as an actor. I think he's very talented.
Well, it's been debated whether he should be allowed to act, and your support will be a key...
Vote.
If I could stop you, Fula, I would.
Please do it.
I think you're unstoppable. You're an unstoppable force of nature.
That's only because I outweigh you by 13 kilograms.
Fula, I thank you for being here. And
I apologize for all the minutes we spend together. We can never have those back.
I adore you. I'm going to say that in all seriousness. I'm going to look you in the eye, Fula.
Thank you.
And say that whatever you're selling, I am buying, because you are a hilarious, hilarious gentleman, and I really enjoy you.
Likewise, Conan. Thank you for having me and letting me join this table. Everyone now making eye contact as if we are drinking beverages, which is very important when you cheers.
Yes.
Rule, that's one thing to remember, listeners of CONAF. Available wherever podcasts are located.
Okay, now I feel like I'm being mocked. What? This is over.
No, I'm promoting your show to ensure its longevity.
Do we have security? Can someone escort him out? Oh, you're going to do it, Eduardo?
Please do it.
Oh, God, this guy's going to toss you around like a rag doll.
Hot. Get out! Get out!
Okay, I'm leaving. Bye!
Put in some footsteps. And now, can you, Matthias, can you add some going downstairs sounds?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot my fanny pack.
Ooh, that's kind of sexy. That sounds.
Bye again.
And then more,
more footsteps. Okay, he's done it for us. All right.
Jesus.
It's tradition that we have Fula sit in for the third act segment here.
Wonderful.
On the podcast.
He is such a good guest. I enjoy him so much. I always say, why would we have him leave
when he has nothing else going on professionally?
Well, I checked. You have no automobile.
I don't.
And you have...
I'm a pedestrian through and through. Yes.
And I don't think you have an apartment.
I refuse one.
So anyway, he's going to help us out today. And what are we doing?
Well, we're going to do a review the reviewers, where we go to Apple Podcasts and we find a review and we read it. And we kind of comment on the review that's commenting on this show. So you can join us with any opinions or any thoughts you have on this.
I may offer feedback to the feedback.
Exactly.
So meta.
Yeah, or you may have thoughts about how this podcast could be improved. I'm just assuming you're a huge fan.
This is from listener KP in the Boston area. Five stars.
Christoph Porzingis.
You know him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Title, best podcast to listen to during an MRI.
Oh, I didn't know he was injured.
I'm sorry you had to find out this way.
Yeah. You need to check up on your friends a little more.
I feel very bad. Sorry about that, Christoph.
I had an MRI recently, and the technician offered to let me listen to music on the provided headphones during the procedure. I immediately asked if the Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend podcast was available, and it was. Really helped keep my mind off the loud sounds of the MRI machine and claustrophobia. As I left the appointment, the tech said I did great. Then after a pause, he added, No one's ever requested Conan. Well, I say that more people should. Awesome podcast. Oh. I love you guys, and I'm sending extra love and support to Sona and her family. Hugs.
Oh, that's very sweet.
That is very sweet. My first question would be, I would love to watch the images of a brain that's listening to this podcast. What happens to the human brain?
Just a flat line.
Yeah. It might be. I don't know. Yeah. They might start to see areas of the brain light up that aren't supposed to light up.
This is kind of insulting.
Why?
If I'm going to be honest, because you have to be extremely still in an MRI, which means this person wasn't even giggling a little bit.
Yes.
Well, we don't know that. Maybe this person was laughing really hard. Their head was moving around and they didn't get a really good scan.
Well, the technician said that the person did great.
Do you think that technician cares?
You have a point.
The technician,
right? You do have a point.
The technician said that
this guy was lulled to sleep by this podcast.
Shit, I didn't think about that.
The calmest patient he's ever had.
Said I've never seen someone's
been playing this podcast during massages at massage parlors and spas.
You know, I've heard that they play our podcast when someone's having eye surgery. And if they move even a millimeter, they'll be blinded for life. And they say people are just completely rigid, unmoving, and almost frozen.
Did you hear in the new Mission Impossible when he's defusing a bomb, he requests our podcast?
Let's play season 3.
Tom Cruise's hand is shaking just slightly, and he goes, play something! And disengaged. Wow. You defused the bomb at 35 seconds. Not the required 1 second left for most action movies.
Thanks, Conan.
Oh, my God.
You know what? That's terribly insulting. I took it a different way. And then what I heard that you didn't hear is no one ever asked for Conan.
Oh, that's true.
That's the part I heard.
I think they're used to getting music, so maybe you're the first ever podcast.
I might be the first podcast. Yeah. I might be the first podcast that's been listened to during an MRI. And you know what that stands for?
Yes, Portland Trailblazers.
Okay, you need an MRI.
Definitely, yes.
You have you had a checkup recently, Fula?
I'm having a dentist appointment tomorrow.
Okay.
Shall I request Marie?
Yeah, yes, you should. I would be fascinated to find out what would happen if they looked, if they could get inside your mind and look at it.
Yes.
I bet it would be just a lot of little gears made of chocolate turning around.
Both,
you know?
Of you guys, like that exchange you had during the earlier interview, if you were both hooked up to MRIs during that, I'd
I think the MRIs would get up and leave.
Yes.
Just a go, deep they'd be like the two grumpy men and the Muppets. Yes. Just leave.
Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau.
Yes. Okay. Grumpy old MRIs.
Yes.
So we think that this guy was very still and didn't laugh at all during the MRI.
Correct. Yes.
They have to be very still.
Hey, maybe it was one of those really serious podcasts I do.
Don't you do an ASMR episode once a week?
No. Oh. That's me trying to be funny.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Oh. Eduardo, cut.
No. So you often listen to my podcast and think I'm just trying to make noises.
When I have insomnia, it sounds like you're trying to open like a bag of Skittles. Then I'm out.
That's me talking to Jeff Garland.
Oh, that's what that was? That is literal white noise. It does work.
A bag of Skittles. I love the way you say things.
Thank
really
you.
Do.
Things.
You enhance words.
Things. Yes. Yes.
No, just in general. I love when you speak. You know what I'm talking about, Sona.
I do. It's cool. Oh, I like it.
I heard you say it when I said boat.
Boat. When you say boat.
Boat, yes.
I just love it.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Yes, Jaws.
From the film The Mouth.
No, it's called Jaws. Not The Mouth.
It's Jaws.
Okay.
What do you call E.T.?
What? Weird guy.
Okay, weird guy. Weird guy. I think weird guy is just as good. Yeah. Weird guy is just as good as E.T.
Same syllable amount.
Well, okay, yes, that's a good point.
Steven Spielberg's Weird Guy.
Steven Spielberg's Weird Guy. Yeah. Seminal movie.
From the guy who brought you The Mouth.
Yeah. Yes. If you like The Mouth, you'll love The Weird Guy.
What's Saving Private Ryan?
Watch out, here it comes.
It's just true.
It's just true.
Close here they encounters. Come, the Americans came.
Oh, yeah. Close encounters of the third kind?
Oh, here they come again from outside.
To the third degree.
To the third degree, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think you would agree then. I mean, what would your review of this podcast be? What would you say? Would you give us 5 stars?
Yes. Dear Sona and Matt and Conan, I love very much your cast of pods. It is what I listen to during all of my surgeries, elective and otherwise. Please keep up the silent, non-emotional work.
That's a wonderful review.
Yes.
Flula, thank you for joining us for this segment.
Hey, thank you for having me for this segment as well. Review the reviewers here on CONAF.
That's Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
Yes, of course.
Yes, yes. Thank you once again, Flula. You're free to leave, and we'll add some sound effects of you leaving.
Okay.
And this time in wooden clogs?
Yes, very German, sure. Bye.
Oh, I thought we were doing it.
You did it. Nice.
But that was a horse.
No, it's good. That means I don't have to do any of this.
That was a horse.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Jeff Ross, and Nick Liao. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering and mixing by Eduardo Perez and Brendan Burns. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 669-587-2847 and leave a message. It too could be featured on a future episode. You can also get 3 free months of SiriusXM when you sign up at SiriusXM.com/Conan. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.